You're back. I mean, of course you're back. That must mean you picked me. Oh, I'm so excited. I had no idea. I knew the time was coming, but, well, to be honest, the others usually leave me in the dark on this, except the captain. But that means she probably didn't even know either. Oh, come in, come in. Don't just stand there awkwardly. The shrine is as much in your home as it is mine. Oh, if I knew you were coming, I would have prepared something to welcome you. Oh, I hate being caught off guard like this. You assumed I was asleep. I didn't think I seemed that lazy. How could you pick me and then just turn around and bully me like that? Really now? Still, I should do something for you. But first, come here. Yes. Over here. Lean down for me. Thank you. Thank you for picking me. I'm truly honored. I was worried that I came on a little strong. Thought maybe I'd have been too forward with what I wanted. Oh, that's one of the things you liked about me. Does that mean that you like women who are direct with their needs and interests? Good, good. I'll keep that in mind. It is so much easier that way, isn't it? The others will beat around the bush, gently make advances. They'll just tease and waste your time. That time is so precious. Do you know why? No, it isn't because you live a shorter life than me. But close. Those moments that you waste tied up in their silly little machinations are moments that we could be spending together, having fun, embracing one another, touching each other, eating together, whatever you want. Anyway, setting all that aside, I would like to ask you something. How do you feel? Now that all this mess is done, now that you can finally calm down a bit, I imagine there's a lot on your mind. And, well, you seem a little bit uncertain. Yes, I can tell. Your body language, your, general aura, it's a little bit off. It makes me worried. Worried that something is wrong. Oh, of course I care. What did the others tell you? I bet they said I've got a one-track mind. Just because I make myself look like this, and because I'm a little bit indulgent, there's more to me than just that. I care about things other than just bouncing on your lap. I just also enjoy the finest things that life has to offer. Enough about me, though. I want to know about you. Are you feeling okay? You aren't sure how to feel. Ah, I think I see. You mean about being in the village, right? Are you worried about not being able to go back to how things were before coming here? I see. Oh, come here. It's only natural, isn't it? even someone like me can see the inner turmoil that would cause. Why don't you think of it like a new life, a new adventure, and someday in the future, you might even be able to go back if you still wanted to. As sad as it is to leave friends and family behind, it's also a chance to start anew. Here, you're absolved of all of your mistakes, all of your regrets. There's a bright future ahead for you, and if you'd like for that future to include me, then that's even better. There. Do you feel any better now? A little bit. I'm glad. I'll be working hard to make sure you feel a lot better. Now, what do you say? We slide off to the other room together and relax a bit. The shrine doesn't have to open today, so it is a perfect day for you to settle in and get used to living with me. We can do whatever we want without a single care in the world. And I'll get a meal together for us later as well. Work on the shrine? Yes, I planned on having you help me. I would like to spend the next few days teaching you how things work around here. At a bare minimum, you can help me with cleaning and cooking. It's not particularly intense around here. Setting aside the occasional festival, people only drop by on occasion here. The village is quiet and lazy, like a peaceful summer day that never ends. But still, it is quite important to maintain it and to honor our goddess. And we wouldn't enjoy such a life without her blessing. I seem a bit different today. I don't know. I think maybe you just haven't experienced enough of me yet to know it's normal or not. Or maybe I'm just a bit calmer now, since I've realized our time together isn't simply a brief, fleeting moment anymore. We can indulge in each other as much as we want now. Perhaps I even went overboard the first time we met. Here, lean down for me again. Good girl. Anyway, won't you come with me to the other room? It's far comfier in there. Don't be shy, darling. This is now as much your home as it is mine. Take my hand, and let's just relax together. Good, good. Come, sit with me. Lay your head on my lap. After all the excitement and running around you've been doing, I think the thing you need the most right now is for everything to just slow down. And the best way to do that is to lay your head on my lap and let me take care of you. Right down here. Come on. There you go. Good girl. With these in the way, it might not be the easiest position for me to stroke your hair, but, well, it's kind of like having a pillow underneath your head and on top of your head, right? If you want, you could even lay on your back. might be a little harder to breathe with the weight of my chest on your face, but I know you'll at least be in heaven. On your back, my, I knew you couldn't resist. Nobody can resist this body. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let me help you relax. How's that? Does that feel nice? Are you enjoying laying underneath my soft, heavy chest? Resting your head on my thick, plump thighs. Does it make you happy? You'll be able to enjoy this every day as much as you want. I'm so glad you picked me. I'm so happy. Want to pamper you so bad and take care of you. Yeah. You are such a good girl. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you made the right decision in the end. So much I can offer you. You made a good choice for me. Yes. eating nice things, relaxing, and perhaps if you want, you can still play what the others do. I'm not that greedy, after all. Believe me, I understand what it's like to be alone. And now, neither of us have to be alone. We have each other. You and I together. I know this is a strange new world for you, but we'll get through it together. I'll take care of you. I'll pamper you every single day. Yes. We're gonna have so much fun together. Just you and I. Out of that. Good. You seem so much more relaxed, much less tense than you were when you showed up at my door today. Good. I'm glad you are. In that case, maybe we should get that meal I talked about. And then, oh my. Maybe you're not as relaxed as I thought you were. This part of you is definitely still quite tense. Tense and excitable. Tell me, did you get this way, rumbling underneath my chest? Well, maybe I can partake of a different sort of meal before we actually sit down to eat together. Last time, we had a particular goal in mind, but this time, it's just us together. We can do as we please for whatever reason we like. Of course, I have one big reason for wanting to spend another evening on top of your lap. What is it? Well, last time, I had to basically use all of your energy in order to do my job. But this time, I get to keep all of it to myself. What do you say? How about we work out the rest of your stress before dinner? Good. Good. Come with me then. let's take it somewhere a bit more intimate. And to think, I just finished cleaning my bedroom again. But if it's with you, I'm glad to mess it all up again. Oh, you know what? Now that you're staying with me, that means it's our bedroom. Lean down. Now, pick me up. Oh, I like being carried like this so much. One day, I'll have to make you carry me around the house so we have sex. That'd be fun. You can go ahead and put me back down. Now, before we start, I want to put something special out. You remember this, right? It's that special incense that helps hide our feelings. I want to make this time truly special. You see, as much as I enjoyed our last experience, it wasn't really just for us. It was fun, but it was also a matter of duty. This time, this moment, it's purely for us, for nobody else's sake but our own. There, it's all lit. Within minutes, the room should be a haze. The incense will overtake us. It will drive our passions to new heights. This may be the second time we've had sex, but it'll be the first time that we've done it properly as a couple. I know we're not wed, but you also did choose to stay with me. And that means you clearly want me, even if just for tonight, I am happy to be your wife. Come, sit down on the bed with me. Good. Last time, I had to use up everything for the divination. I didn't get to keep one drop for myself. This time, I get everything. You know what I want, right? That's right. The same thing that every other kitsune in this village wants. I want you to breed me. I want you to get me pregnant. I want you to plunge your cock into the depths of my wet pussy and pour every last drop of your seed into me. Of course, if you want me to be your wife for more than just one night, I would happily welcome it. But for now, let's not worry of such things. The room is starting to get hazy. Are you feeling it yet? If you aren't, you will in a moment. The feral need to breed will overtake you. Go ahead and get out of your clothes now. We don't want to ruin them. And I'll drop my robes. We haven't even started and your cock's so hard already. The incense must be getting to you. Let me put my hands on it. I love this cock. It's so big and dripping. Yes. Yes, the incense must be starting to get to you. It wouldn't be this raging hard if it wasn't. You were already this hard for my lap pillow. Oh, you're such a sweet girl. You know, one of the others once told me there's something they have in the outside world. I believe she called it an onahole. It's a fake pussy that you pump all of your cum into. Well, I wish to lie on my back and offer myself up to you. For tonight, I want you to treat me as your personal onahole instead. Look how wet my pussy is already. I need you so, so badly. Come here, my darling, my love. Plunge your hard cock into your wife. I'll wrap you in my tails and get my body over to you. Ravage me. Fuck my pussy. Like your wild animal, until neither of us can walk anymore. Yes, don't tease me. Put it in. That's good. That's good. To think it's only been a few days since I had this cock. Oh, and you're hitting so deep already. Yes, push it as deep as you want inside of me. I took it all last time. I can take it again. Like I said before, you don't have to be gentle with me. Grab my breast so firmly. You do love these, don't you? Yes. Squeeze them. Yes. My nipples are so hard. You like these huge breasts, don't you? Oh, my body is practically made for sex. And imagine, once you get me pregnant, there will be so much milk for you to drink. Yeah. That's right. I do. I want you to make me into a mother. I want you to breed me. Yes. Yes. You can suck on them too if you want to. Every part of me belongs to you. So use me as much as you please. My pussy, my breasts, my ass, my mouth, every part of me belongs to you. When you touch ground and pleasure. Yes, suck on them. Yes, harder. Suck on them like you're trying to drink my milk. You better get used to it, because there'll be plenty for you later, my love. What are you doing? I'm pushing your face in my body. Do you like my scent that much? But I'm already sweaty. You don't mind. Thank of the incense inside of you, and the scent of my hot, sweaty body. It's good, isn't it? The smell of sex. Oh, the beast you'll desire to breed with me. Deeper. Deeper. Oh, push your cock deeper inside of me. Yes, no back. God. Oh, you're getting more excited, aren't you? Oh, you're breathing heavier. Is my scent that good to you? Or is the incense? Or both? You can hardly take it, can you? Don't hold back. Give me everything. Give me everything you have. Fuck me harder, please. Oh, I need you so bad. Oh, yes. That's what I want. Oh, God. God, yes. So good. So deep. Oh, your cock is so hard. And so hard inside of me. Oh, it feels so good. Yes. I'm so glad you picked me. We can do this every day. Bask in the incense and brain each other like mindless beasts. Yes. Oh, it's so good. Yes. Fuck me harder. Deeper. Give it to me. Yes, please. Yes. Feels so good. It feels so good. Goddess, it feels so good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, feels so good. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, grab my breasts harder. Oh, squeeze them. Squeeze them. This body belongs to you. So do whatever you want with a mate with me as hard as you want. Don't look back. Oh, goddess, please. Yes. Breathe me harder, please. Are you gonna come soon? Are you? Yes, come inside of me. Give me everything. Yes, come in me. There's so much come. I'm so full. There's so much calm inside of me. After all that, you definitely got me pregnant. Wait, what are you? You're still hard. The incense. I did tell you that, didn't I? Yes. Then do it. Don't hold back. Fuck me until we both pass out. I don't care what happens anymore. I need you. What? Afternoon. How long did we? What happened? All I remember is the incense, and then my head went blank after that. So sweaty and sticky. Are you awake? Are you okay? Good. What happened? You did exactly what I told you to. That's usually never the best idea. I hardly remember last night. Other than it was good, and I was happy. Hey, come here. Thank you for picking me. I promise you won't regret it. I'll make sure your life is full of joy and happiness. Now, considering we lost half the day already, I think it's time to get things underway. Are you hungry? We never did get to eat yesterday. And we've got to get the shrine open. Not to mention the mess we made of my room. You're right. I mean, our room. If anything, I'd say the most important thing we have to do today is clean this room up. Why is that? so we can mess it up again tonight.